Shvi'is Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Ezehu Stei Ha'ilon. So what is this field of trees? Kol Shlosha Ilonus L'Veisa. Anytime you have three trees in an area that's a base saw. Base saw is 2,500 amos, 50 amos by 50 amos. So if you have three trees in such a field, im ru'uyin lasos kikar dvela shal shishim mana bi'italki, charshin kol base saw bishvilon. So if these trees in such a field were fitting to create figs that totally combine the weight of a pressed fig cake, 60 Italian mana, then one is allowed to plow the entire field, not even right next to the tree, but that whole area one is allowed to plow. Now, ru'uyin laso is fitting. It doesn't mean that they're actually producing these figs. It just means that this type of tree is fitting based on the thickness of the tree, that the trunk of the tree is very thick, like the Tveres Tzor explains, and there's a lot of branches and so on and so forth. Now, to get a picture of what 60 manas is, how much that weighs, so one mana is the weight of 100 dinarim, 100 dinars, and a dinar is 6 ma'os, and each ma'a is about 16 barley kernels. And I should have a picture or a diagram below to make it easier. So when we say that the three trees have to produce this amount, this kikar dvela, that weighs 60 mana, do we mean that all the trees produce one fig cake that weighs that? Or do we mean that each tree produces that? So this is actually a machlokes rishonim. The Rash, whose perish you'll find in the back of regular Gemaras in Brachas, you'll see his perish on the Mishnayos, he seems to clearly hold, we'll see in a later Mishnah, that each tree has to be able to produce this fig cake, which is 60 manos. So in the end, according to the Rash, it's going to be 180 mana, minimally. Each tree has to produce that. According to the Rambam, though, and the Gra, and others, it seems that it's collectively, all together, all three trees need to produce 60. So you can have 20 mana, or a third of the total weight, on each of these three trees. Now the Rav isn't openly as clear as which shita he holds like. It seems that he's going to hold like the Rash, but we're going to see that later. Mishnah continues, Pachos Mikan, if it's less. The Rav says less means that it doesn't produce 60 mana. Ein Chorshon Lehen Ela Maloi Ha'ora V'Salo. One is only allowed to now plow maloha ora, the amount of space around the tree that the ora is a person that plucks off the figs. The person that gathers figs is called an ora, just like we have by tamarim, it's called goder tamarim, like we had right at the end of kilayim, or by grapes, it's botzer anovim. And the Taisus Anshev Shem brings down the Ramaz, I believe is a Meshulam Zalman Ashkenazi, who is in Av, based in Lublin, that the Lashon ora here is when one cuts things a little bit at a time. Like we have, Taisi Santa brings in Tehillim, Varuah Kol Oivrei Derech, and also by spices, it's also the same Lashon, of Arisi Moiri, when they would cut the spice called Mor. It's a little bit at a time. So the space is Meloha Ora V'Salo, the amount of space needed for this person and his basket, Salo. So the Gra says that each is an Amma, so he's an Amma and his basket is an Amma. So that's a total of 2 Amos, Chutzalo, around the tree. So the Mishnah is telling us that if you don't have enough to produce a fig cake that weighs this much, you can only plow around the specific trees themselves, not the whole field. And the Rav says the rest of the field is treated like a stei lavan, a field of grain, which you can only plow until Pesach. Again, this is before Rabbi Gamliel.